And that time again on a Friday morning when AM Live presents another update from the coalface. And with me, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. Now, you say that Uganda has struck oil and will begin producing its first barrels mid-year.
That's right. Uganda has struck oil in the western side of the country and it'll be producing by July, they say. And this is the result of early exploration there. They say that it's a relatively small section that they've struck oil in. It'll produce something like 300 million barrels. But the minister reports that the good news is that there are seven other prospects. And for this reason, the company has now opened up its oil and gas policy and it has invited bids for explorers to come into the area. These bids are being evaluated as we speak. Also, oil is on the agenda in quite a big way in Uganda because of the troubles in Kenya. And as a result of the problems in Kenya, they've actually decided to put up their own oil refinery. So quite a few oily activities in Uganda.
Now, Anglo-American teaming up with the China Development Bank to search for mining opportunities in Africa. Should we be surprised?
It's quite a good combination because here we have Anglo-American, one of the oldest mining companies in Africa, born in South Africa. And then we have the China Development Bank, which is now an expert at rolling out infrastructure. It is an all-embracing infrastructure provided and, of course, state-owned. So you have these two combinations coming into Africa at a time when Africa is desperate for additional infrastructure. In order to leverage, you know, the wealth of Africa, you've got to have that infrastructure because it always lowers the cost of mining. So the two coming in together present quite an awesome scenario if it can gel. And the new CEO of Anglo-American, Cynthia Carroll, spoke quite enthusiastically about it this week in reply to some analysts in London. And the outlook is that they should be working together because quite soon, even perhaps affecting South Africa, because she spoke of Anglo's need to look at its own power generation in some instances because of the power crisis here. And one of the very innovative ideas, she said she would possibly consider towing in a barge, a power barge, and wearing it in one of our harbors. And she said she is speaking to China about that, and we will see what comes up, she said.
Let's stay with mining, and Rio Tinto has discovered 1 billion tons of coal in South Africa's Limpopo province.
Yes, another very large mining company, Rio Tinto, enlarging its profile in Africa and southern Africa and doing quite a bit of exploration for coal in the Limpopo province and coming up with a discovery in the Soutpansberg coal basin. And more than 1 billion tons have been unearthed there. They say that they can recover 40% of that for a power station. They are looking now at the feasibility of establishing a mine there, but linked to a power station. And they're talking with the state-owned Eskom, but they also make a point of saying that they're talking with independent power providers. So we can see possibly an entry of private sector. We've noticed the private sector entering the power generation field across the border in Botswana in the Mamabula coal field there. CRC Energy is wanting to put up not only a large mine but also a very large power station and a type of Sasol. So ambitious activities on the border. And the latest statement from CRC Energy is that according to their calculations, even if Eskom put in these additional 16,000 megawatts, there's still going to be a regional power deficit. So this gives opportunity to others to enter the fray. And now Rio Tinto is looking at that.
Martin Creamer is a publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, back at the coalface here on AM Live, same time next Friday.